91 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Officials in Tennessee are gearing up to carry out an execution tomorrow. So are their colleagues in Alabama and in Oklahoma. If all goes according to plan, it will be the first time since 2010 that three Americans are put to death on the same day. The number of executions carried out last year was the highest total in more than 15 years. Across the nation, 47 people were put to death. Three of those were in Tennessee. Of the lethal injections scheduled for tomorrow, Tennessee's is drawing the most attention. The state's last attempt at lethal injection had to be called off after staff and a doctor failed to place either an IV or a central line to administer the killing drugs. Attorneys for Anthony Darrell Hines have said that his health problems elevate the risk of similar problems occurring again. Yesterday, Governor Bill Lee confirmed that he will not grant clemency to Hines. Dairy farmer Charlie Hatcher says he refused to go negative in his primary challenge against Republican Congressman Andy Ogles, and he plans to do the same as he faces Democrat Chas Mulder in November. Hatcher appeared on This Is Nashville and said he and Mulder have a mutual respect for each other. He also fundamentally opposes rough-and-tumble politics.
I think people are tired. And I've said this along the campaign trail. A lot of campaigns are run on fear and anger. And I'm not going to do that. I've been an eternal optimist, and I think we live in a great country and a great state. And I'd rather not dwell on that negativity.
Outside groups are another story. A renewable energy political committee spent $2 million running negative ads against Andy Ogles in the primary. Hatcher says he welcomed the help, but had no idea it was coming or why. If you're driving on Interstate 40 anytime soon, be prepared to slow down when you hit Lebanon. The Tennessee State Fair starts up Thursday and runs until the 22nd. And during that time, TDOT is lowering the speed limit. You're listening to 90.3.